Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Zayin. We are holding on the very top of daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. First thing we're going to discuss is we were talking about what you do if you're a Safek Mitzora, you know, you're Safek Mitzora Muskar or Mukhlat, what do you do about the Log Shemen? So one of the things we mentioned is that you do it as a Nedava, as a possible Nedava, and you take a Kmitza from it and then you top it off again with more Shemen. So we're going to first talk about if they top it off with more Shemen after the Kmitza, how does the Kohen fulfill the mitzvah of eating the shemen? He's supposed to eat the shirayim, and this is going to cause a problem. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why doesn't the Safek Mitzora make a tenai that his karban asham should be an asham talui, meaning instead of making a tenai that it should be a shlamim and causing all sorts of problems in terms of the zman achila, why doesn't he make a tenai that it would have the status of an asham talui? Then we're going to hit the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens when limbs of a karban chatos get mixed in with limbs of a karban ola, how to handle it. And the Gemara is going to explain the basis for the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and the Chum in the Mishnah, whether items that aren't ro'i lahakrava can be put on the mizbeach with kavana that they should have the status of just Eitzim, that they shouldn't have the status of something that you are actually being makriv. And then the Gemara is going to have an alternate version of the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and the basis of each opinion in the alternate version of that machlokas. And then on Amud Beis we're going to have the Mishnah that's going to discuss a mixture of Evarim of Balei Mumin together with Evarim of Tamimin, of animals that do not have a Mumin, how we handle that situation. And the Gemara is going to discuss when Rabbi Elazar says that if let's say you have this mixture and you bring the head of one of them on the Mizbeach, that you're allowed to bring the rest of them as well, does he mean to bring the rest of them one at a time, or only to bring the rest of them two at a time, that it's mutter? So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara, and Be'ez Hashem we will probably stop before the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin. We are holding on the very top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, third word on the page. So says the Gemara, V'ha'ika shirayim. We said before that if the person is a Safek Mitzora, so what does he do about his Karban Asham? He brings it al Tanai that it should be a Nedava, that it should be Shalmei Nedava in case he's not Chayiv in Asham. So the Gemara said, okay, but what does he do about his Log Shemen that he's Chayiv to bring? So we said he should also, it should be Tanai that it's a Nedava. So ask the Gemara, but wait, if it's a Nedava, you have to take a Kmitza out of it, and then you won't have a Log Shemen anymore. So the Gemara said, no, you top it off again with a little bit more oil. So ask the Gemara, but Vaha'ika Shirayim, from that Log Shemen, there's a din of Shirayim, whatever's left over after the Kmitza. Or if it were a Log Shemen of a Mitzora, whatever's left over after you do the Hazaos and the Bahonos, to Ba'i Mechlinu, the halach is the Kohanim have to then eat it. Kohanim are not allowed to eat Shirayim until after the Kmitza, and by Shemen of a Mitzora, they're not allowed to eat the Shirayim until after the Matanos. That's what's Matyu, the Shirayim Ba'achila. So if the Kohen is going to do the Kmitza first from the Log, and then he's going to be Maktu the Kmitza, and then you're going to refill it and do the Matanos of the Mitzora, how is the Kohen allowed to eat the Shirayim? Va'ika hach Porta to lo kametz ilave, because after all, in the shirayim you have that little bit of oil that you added afterwards in order to fill up whatever was missing, where the kmitza was never taken on it. So we have to be choshesh that maybe that oil is baba nedava, and it was never and the matanos of the mitzora are not matir that oil, and the kmitza was not matir that oil because that oil wasn't there at the time that you did the kmitza. So how could it be that the kohen is going to be allowed to eat the shirayim? Now we can't say that all the shirayim could be brought on the mizbeach l'shem eitzim, Tosus points out over here, because first of all, there's a mitzvah for kohanim to eat them, and if you bring them on the mizbeach, you're clearly not fulfilling the mitzvah of the kohanim to eat them. And second of all, Rabbi Eliezer was not matir to bring things on the mizbeach l'shem eitzim unless they're mixed together with things that are ro'i la'akrava, like a varei ola mixed with a varei chatas. But things that are not ro'i la'akrava at all, there's no heter whatsoever to bring on the mizbeach. So answers the Gemara, diparikle. After you add a little bit of oil to be mashal in the midah, you make a tanai and you say, If I have a chiyuv to bring the shemen for taras hametzora, so that extra oil should be kadosh with kedushas haguf to fulfill that chiyuv of tahara. And if there's no chiyuv to bring the shemen and the tosefes is only part of a nedava, so whatever I added that's unnecessary for kedusha should only have kedushas that's unnecessary for mitzora should only have kedushas damim, and I'm being mechalel its kedusha on money and making it chulin. So there's not going to be any issur for kohanim to eat it because it's only going to be chulin, and chulin kohanim are certainly allowed to eat. You don't need to wait till there's a matir. That's how Rashi understands that line of the Gemara. Tosos is bothered. Tosos on Daf Ayin Vavam Beis asks the question, how is it possible to be poda the extra shemen on money? The shemen is in a klishares. A klishares is mekadesh, whatever is in it with kedushas haguf. So if it has kedushas haguf, where's the pidyon? How could there be any pidyon? So Tosos suggests that the klishares is not mekadesh that which is inside of it, unless it was put inside al das to become kadosh. But when there was never any das to be mekadesh it, a klishares is not going to be mekadesh at all. So since Allah said that the person is not a mitzora, the shemen is not put in the kli in order to have kedusha saguf, only just to have kedushas damim. So that's why you're able to be poda it. Okay, so says the Gemara. But wait, even if you are going to be poda it, diparikle hecha. How can you be poda the shemen on money? If the shemen is still in the azara, kamayil chulin azara. So by being poda, you're bringing chulin into the azara. And if it's outside of the azara, if salebi yotze, it becomes pasul when it leaves. When whatever is left from the lug becomes pasul because it's kachin kachin that was taken outside of the azara. So the shemen that's left over, if it's babitaris, whether it's babitaris and dava or whether it's part of the carbon of mitzora, has a din of kachim kachim, we can't bring it outside of the Azara. What's it doing outside of the Azara? So it says one of the Olam Gavai. We're talking about that you're being poded and it's in the Azara. We ask, how can you be poded in the Azara? It's becoming chulin. Isn't that a violation of chulin ba'azara? V'chulin memeila havyan. No, you're not bringing chulin into the Azara. It's there. It's already in the Azara when it becomes chulin. And there's no isser of making kodesh become chulin in the Azara. There's only an isser of bringing chulin into the Azara. In the Otzer HaSifri, he has a Chakira. Is the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara only in a situation where you're machnis the Chulin into the Azara? But by creating a situation where there's going to be Chulin in the Azara, not with Hachanasa's Chulin in the Azara, there's no problem? Or is the Isser to create a situation where there's going to be Chulin in the Azara and it has nothing to do with your Hachnasa? So he points out from the fact that the Gemara says, Lon Kavai V'Chulin Memela Ha, sounds like the Isser is only to be machnis, meaning it seems that our Gemara is a clear raya, that the fact that at the end of the day it will be chulin in the Azara is irrelevant. It doesn't bother us one bit. It's only being machnis chulin in the Azara that would be problematic. So now the Gemara goes back to what we said before, that the reason that you're allowed to bring the log into the Azara and it's not an Isser, chulin ba'azara, is because you make it tonight that if there's no chavas mitzora, it should be a nidava. So says Gemara, v'am Rabbi Shimon ein misnadvin shemen. Rabbi Shimon is going to say much later on, in a couple of weeks, in Daf Tzadi Aleph, that you're not allowed to be misnadev shemen to the mizbeach. Shemen is not baba nidava; it's only baba chova. So how could the Gemara say previously that Rabbi Shimon, who's the Tana of the Brisa, and says is the one that says that you can make a tanai that if I don't need this for taras hametzora, let it be a nedava. Rabbi Shimon himself holds you cannot bring shemen as a nedava. Says the Gemara, Tikune Gavra Shaini. In our situation, it's different because the shemen has to be brought in order to be mitire this person from his tumma. So even Rabbi Shimon will be modu when Nebuch, the guy needs it to become tohar from his tumma, that you're allowed to bring it as a nedava. Tosfos asks the Kasha, Dibra Maskul Tikune, if Rabbi Shimon holds that there's an Isser min Torah to bring shemen on the mizbeach as a nedava, how could the Gemara be mekel just because it's tikune gavra? What, the tikkun of the gavra, because he's a nebuch. We're gonna aser divrei Torah. We're gonna be matir things that are isurei Torah. And furthermore, Tosa says, even if you say that Reb Shimon holds that there's no isur to bring shemen as a nedava, but he holds shemen doesn't have. But he holds rather that min haTorah, there's no kedusha on shemen when you bring it b'nedava and not b'chova. It's still going to be a question: how could the tikkun ha'adam allow you to bring shemen b'nedava al atzad that you're not chayiv to bring shemen? It's chulin, and you're actually bringing chulin into the azara. So these are the kashas that Tosas asks over here. But okay, says the Gemara further. The Gemara discusses whether mitzvah is able to bring his carbon ashab and make a different tnai on the carbon asham. Alat said that he's not chayiv to bring an asham. Instead of saying let it be something else, why don't we say let it be an asham talui? So Yosef Rav Ruchu mekamed Ravinu v'Yosef v'kamer mishmed Ravu nabar tachlifa. Why does Rabbi Shimon say when he brings the carbon asham he should make a tnai that if he's not chayiv it should be shalmei nedava, it should be like a carbon shlamim v'neima asham zayehei Asham Talui? Why doesn't he say that this Asham should be an Asham Talui? The guy bringing it can make a Tanai that if he has no absolute Chiyuv, let the carbon be at least an Asham Talui, like the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that a person is able to be Misnadev every single day if he wants to bring an Asham Talui, because everybody has some suffix whether he did an Avera that day. So if he makes such a Tanai, he will benefit in the sense that he's not bringing kachim the base of soul, because if you make the tanai the way we have the tanai that if I'm not chayiv in asham let it be a shlamim, well a shlam is supposed to be eaten for 2 days and now you're going to finish it within 1 day, so you're going to be maybe kachim the base of soul. But if you could just say if it's not an asham let it be an asham talui, then he's not going to have to bring kachim the base of soul. So says Gemar Shmamina, Man Tana de Polygol Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, it must be that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, Damar Ein Misnad V'Nashem Talui, and holds that you're not allowed to be Misnad V'Nashem Talui, that it doesn't work, that you can't just volunteer an Ashem Talui. Amar Leh, so Ravina said to Rav Ruchume, Torah, Imri B'dichri Michal Filach, that how could the Torah of an Adam Gadol like you, do we confuse a ram and a sheep? How could you make such an obvious and silly error? An Asham Mitzora comes from sheep, which is 1 year old. An Asham Talui comes from a ram, which is 2 years old. So how can you make a tanai that if this is not an Asham Mitzora, it will be an Asham Talui? The same animal that's kosher for an Asham Mitzora is not kosher for an Asham Talui. No such tanai could possibly be binding. Now the Panim Yafos points out in the name of his brother that it could be that, you know, over here, like, what's the Havamina? Was it just Mamish, such a blatant error? He just made a blatant mistake. So he says, no, it could be that the Makshe thought that since the Karban Chova is a Karban Chova can only be brought once the animal's 30 days old, and a Karban Nedava can be brought when an animal is 8 days old. These are Mishnayis in the first Mishnah, in the first parak, rather, Meseches Para, and Tosfos Meseches Arachin and Daf Yudches writes that the year of a korban counts from the time that it first becomes kosher as a korban. So it could be shayich that you're able to bring to have a single animal that is able to be an asham vadai and an asham talui if the korban is 1 year and 8 days old, but less than 1 year and 30 days old. As far as an asham vadai is concerned, it's still considered to be in its first year of life, because we only start counting that first year after day 30. As far as Asham Talui is concerned, it's already considered to be in its second year of life, because we start counting that year from day 8. And maybe that was the Havamina. But he says that's a mistake, because a korban in the 13th month is considered to be a palgus, which is asur b'hakrava, meaning it's not really neither here nor there. So that's the mistaken Hava Amina. But you got to come up with something, because there's no way he just missed the whole boat on what type of animal a person brings for an Asham Vadai and for an Asham Talui. Okay, new Mishnah now. So it says the Mishnah continuing to discuss different Ta'arovos, mixtures of different things. Evari Chatos Shinasavru Be'evari Ola. Let's say you have limbs of a Karban Chatos that are mixed in with limbs of a carbon ola, and you don't know which are which. So the difference is the Evarim of a chatos, you're supposed to eat, the Evarim of an ola, you burn on the mizbeach. So Rav Elazar Omer, yitain lamala, put all of the Evarim on the top of the mizbeach, v'ro'anias besara chatos milamala, kiluin eitzim. And you can view the meat of the carbon chatos, which is supposed to be eaten, and therefore is not supposed to be hukrav on the mizbeach, as if you're just adding fuel for the fire on the mizbeach, that you're not bringing it betoras meat, you're bringing it betoras eitzim. So just don't have kavana that it should be a reach nicholach, just have kavana that it should be part of the pile of wood. The chachamim omrim to ubar to rasan. And the chachamim say that you're not allowed to bring all of the chatichos, because there are amongst them chatichos of basar of chatas. That since you're makrvei murim, the chatichos become asur ba'akrava, because kol shem menu li'ishim, the rest is bebal taktiru. So l'shitasam, there's no heter whatsoever to bring them on the mizbeach, to bring things that are asur ba'akrava on the mizbeach, just by thinking of them as eitzim rather than as a reach nichoach. So what do you have to do? To ubar tzurasan. Let their tzura change. Let their form, their image change. What does that mean? That means you let it sit overnight, and it becomes possibly a belina, and then v'yetz lebeis hasreifa, and then it will be brought out to the beis hasreifa like all other psulei hamukdashin that ultimately have to be burnt. Now, this idea of tuubar tzurasan, which means it stays overnight, is an interesting idea that comes up in halacha as well. You see, the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah at the very end of the Masechta, and Davayin Vav, tells us that min haTorah there's no iser of a blios of non kosher in a kli once the blios have been there, once the absorbed taste has been there for more than 24 hours, because we assume then it becomes a tam pagum, and nosin tam lefgam is not aser min haTorah. So the Rishonim discuss what makes it a kedera basioma versus a kedera she'ena basioma. Where do we draw the lines? Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar and Tshuvah Simin Yud Beis, and quoted in Tosfos Maseches Avodah Zarah over there, quotes in the name of Kol Rabboseinu that Linas Laila is Pogim the Tavshil, that just being overnight, remaining overnight, is enough to make it that it is a Tam Pogum, and you don't have to wait 24 hours from the time of the Bishul. That is the great Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And if you cooked in Kedera on Sunday evening, and then you cooked in it again Monday morning, whatever Tamim were in there on Sunday evening are already pogum by Monday morning. And Rabbeinu Tam says that even though he doesn't have an absolute raya that this is correct, Zecher Ledavar, he has an indication from our sugya that Linas Laila is referred to in our sugya as Ibor Tzura, like the Tavshil has lost its Tzura. So that apparently, if the food itself is considered to have lost its Tzura overnight, then certainly a Blia of the food should be considered to have lost its Tzura overnight. There is a discussion in Poskim, can we use Rabbeinu Tam as a Sniff Lahakel when you have other reasons to be makel? Can you use him as at least a suffix to be makel? Because we don't paskin like this Rabbeinu Tam. We all that it really needs to go through 24 hours and not just overnight. So that is a significant discussion in the poskim, whether it could be a sniff lahakel halacha. The Ramah is mitzaref lahakel as is mitzarif it as a sniff lahakel, but in the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim Chelek Alef Yerdei Asimun Yadalid, he was asked about a situation where called for using Rabbeinu Tam as a sniff lahakel, and he rejected it. He said, no, we cannot even use Rabbeinu Tam as a sniff lahakel. Okay, but let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Lazar. Why does Rabbi Lazar think that anything that's not Roy Lakrava, you're just allowed to bring on the Mizbeach anyway, just have in mind that it's L'shem Eitzim? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says that la mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichoach, and previously the pasuk said ki chol sar v'chol devash l'saktir mimenu ishal Hashem, not to bring sar or devash. So we learn two things: number one, that it's aser to bring sar or devash on the mizbeach, that's explicit; and number two, that anything that's mimenu li'ishim, that some of it goes on the fire, the rest is bebal taktiru, the rest of it you're not allowed to burn. So when the pasuk then says v'la mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichoach, Rabbi Lazar holds that din is going, that part of the pasuk is going on both of the dinim that are mentioned in the previous pasuk. L'reach nichoach i'atamala, avlatamala l'shem etzim. You're not allowed to bring it l'shem korban, that which you're putting on the mizbeach that doesn't belong on the mizbeach, but you are allowed to bring it l'shem etzim. What? What are you allowed to bring l'shem etzim? Both the sa'or and the dvash, as well as the leftovers of parts of karbanos that are not supposed to be brought on the mizbeach. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan who hold that two barts rasa, you're not allowed to bring it as etzim. So what do they hold? Miet rachmana osam. The beginning of the pasuk says karban reishis takrivu osam. So you see that it's relating back to what's said before. Kichol sar v'chol dvash osaktiru mimenu. That yes, sar and dvash are asur baktara, but you have to bring minadvash, meaning peros bikurim that are called reishis, and minasaor also the shtei alechem and shvuas that are also called reishis. And since the Torah says osam, we see that when it says in the hemshech of the pasuk on mizbech lo yal reich nichoach osam hu diatamala, only the saor and the dvash you're not allowed to bring on the mizbech l'shem karban avlatamala l'shem etzim, but are permitted l'shem etzim avlamidiach rini, but other things, meaning the things that the Torah asks in the second half of the pasuk, that kol shem imenu li'ishim, that wherever you have parts of it that are wet on the fire, that the rest is bebal taktiru, lo, that doesn't have a heter of l'shem etzim. You're not allowed to bring that l'shem etzim. V'Rabbi Eliezer, what's he going to do with the word osam? Osam hu deraba ilach kevesh kabizbeach. It's only by osam that we consider the ramp to be like the mizbeach. That just like you're not allowed to bring them on the mizbeach, you're also not allowed to bring them on the ramp. Aval midiachrini lo. But anything that's mimenu l'ishim, the shirayim of that which has parts of it that were brought on the mizbeach, even though you're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, you are allowed to bring it on the ramp of the mizbeach. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Elazar, when the Torah says l'reach nichoach, we learn that l'reach nichoach yatamala v'latamala l'shem eitzim, that's going on the sa'or and the dvash, and also on the shirayim that you're not allowed to bring on the fire. Whereas when the Torah says v'al mizbeach lo yalu, from that we learn that the kevesh has a din of the mizbeach, that's only as far as the sa'ar and dvash is concerned, but not as far as the shirayim is concerned. So Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil of the Rebbe asks, why? Why would Rebbe Elazar hold that the riboy of kevesh kamizbeach only relates to the sa'ar and the dvash and not the shirayim, whereas reyach nichoach that the Torah says afterwards relates even to the shirayim? So Tosfos suggests that Rebbe Elazar holds that if sa'ar and dvash, which are an isur chamur, it's mefurish in the pasuk, you're allowed to bring on the mizbeach l'shem etzim, it's not mistaver that the shirayim would be usher to bring l'shem etzim. But when it comes to kevesh kamizbeach, which is a din that said l'chumra, there's certainly room to say that only by sar and dvash, which are explicit in the pasuk that it's not allowed on the mizbeach, that it wouldn't even be allowed on the kevesh. But that which isn't so usher, it's not so explicitly usher, like the shirayim, maybe that is allowed on the kevesh. Says Gemara v'rabbanan, Tartish Mamina. The Rabbanan would hold that we can learn them both from the word osam. Both miyutim that are mentioned, we learn from the pasuk, the din of kevesh kamizbeach is included only with sar and dvash and not with shirayim, and the din of they bring the shemetim is also only for sar and dvash and not for shirayim, meaning both of these halachos are limited to only sar and dvash and not to shirayim. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that disagrees with the way we've presented the machlokas of Lazar and Lacham to this point. So Masnisin Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah, the Tan of our Mishnah that said that Rav Lazar and Chacham disagree even about the limbs of a chatas that get mixed with an ola, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you bring them all on the Mizbeach, and according to the Chamim, no, you let them all burn. And the Tan of the Mishnah later on that we're going to have also, that's going to say that if limbs of a behema that's a balmum get mixed with limbs of a behema that's a tamim, according to Rav Lazar, if you already makriv one of the heads of one of the animals, then you're allowed to be makir of the rest of them. Otherwise, you're not. So that whole presentation of these two machlokos is dulo ki aitana, is against the following brisa. Titania om Rabbi Yehuda lo nechleku Rabbi Elazar lechamel erev chadash and sav Rabbi Variola sheyekrevu, that both Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham agree that if a vari chadash get mixed in with a variola, they're allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, and you're allowed to just say I treat it like wood that's allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. You know where the whole machlokus is? Broveya v'nirba shelo yekrevu. I'm sorry. And they also agree, Barovei v'nir b'shalo yikrevu, that if you mix a varim of a kasher chatas with a varim of an animal that was roveya or nirva, that was involved in bestiality, for sure not. For sure you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach. And everyone agrees to that. Al manech l'ku, you know what they argue about though? Al evarei ola tamima shenisarvu be'evarei balas mum. If it's an ola tamima, that's roi la'akrava, that gets mixed in with the limbs of a Ola balas mum. Reb Lazar mer yikrevu. Reb Lazar will say, let them all be brought on the mizbech. Veroa ani lemalo kilu einetzim, and view the avarim of the balas mum that don't belong on the mizbech as if they are simply eitzim. V'cham amrim lo yikrevu. And the Chacham say, do not bring it on the mizbech. Rather, you have to wait for over tzurasan, which takes till the next day, and then they're all brought out to the Beis HaSreifa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when Evari Chatas and Ola are mixed with each other, the Chachamim would agree that you're makriv all of them on the Mizbech. And according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, that's not so. The Chacham would say be most of the Beis HaSreifa. And when Evarim of Balimum and Evarim of Tamima are mixed together, Rabbi Yehuda would say that Rabbi Eliezer would say you bring all of them. And the Tanna later on is going to say that's only in a situation where you're already makriv one of them. You can't just bring all of them. It's only if you're already makriv one rosh, you can bring the rest. But otherwise, you cannot bring the rest. So Rabbi Eliezer, Maishnor, Rav Avinirva. So says Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why would he be mechalek whether a Reveya v'nirva gets mixed in versus Behema Balas Mum gets mixed in? Maishna Reveya v'nirva, why is a Reveya v'nirva different than a Varim of an Ola that gets mixed in with a Varim of a Chatas, where you're not allowed to bring it L'Shem Eitzim, D'lo Chazu, where it's not Ro'i L'Hakrava, and the Behemos that are not Ro'i L'Hakrava, he's Moda that you can't bring on the Mizbech. Well, Balas Mum Na'mi L'lo Chazi, a Balas Mum is also not Ro'i L'Hakrava. So why all of a sudden does Rabbi Eliezer say, yeah, it's not Ro'i L'Hakrava, but you can bring it as Eitzim? You know, a Balas Mum should be no different than a Reveya v'nirva. So Amar Rav Huna answers, really? When a Varim Tamimim get mixed in with a Varim Balimumin, Rav Lazar is Moda that you can't be Makriv even L'Shem Eitzim, because Balimumin are not Roy Lakrava. When Rabbi Yehuda says that Rav Lazar disagrees with the Chachamim and holds that a Varim Tamimim with a Varim Balimumin can be brought, that's only if Bidukin Shaba'ayin, the kind of mum it had is like a cataract in the eye, which is a mum over, and it's not easily recognizable. Valibra, the Rabbi Akiva, Damar, Imalu, Lo Yardu. And it's assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that if such mumin, such bali mumin, are brought in the Mizbech, they're not brought down from the Mizbech. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Akiva only allows such bali mumin, such as Dukin Shaba'ayin, to stay on the Mizbech, since they're really ra'i from the Mizbech. So Rabbi Lazar holds, when a Varim of Tamimim get mixed in with a varim of such balei mumin, yes, you could bring it all on the mizbeach and just have in mind the shame eitzim. That's unlike a roveya v'nirve, where the psul for the mizbeach, where it's totally possible for the mizbeach, to the point that even if alu yerdu, you'd have to bring it right back down. So that we would never allow bringing L'shem Eitzim. The reason for Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is going to say later on, about a week from now, in Daf Pehe, is because a mum like that is not possible ba'ofos. An oaf is only possible if it's mechusar eiver. So since ofos are, there's no din of a mum of dukin shaba'ayin, so even by behemos, im olu lo yerdu. If a behemo went up on the mizbeach with dukin shaba'ayin, we would say lo yerdu. Tosos, though, raises the question, of all the mumin that don't apply by ofos. Why would he dafka choose dukin shabayin? Why not say that we're talking about nivs vasayim? So it tells us to suggest, well, we're not going to talk about nivs vasayim because the reason it doesn't apply by ofos is because an of doesn't have a nivs vasayim. An of has an ayin and still the mum doesn't apply to it. So now ask the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Eimer damar Rabbi Akiva di'i avad l'chadchila miyamar. Even Rabbi Akiva just said that if it was already on the Mizbeach, you don't have to bring it down from the Mizbeach, but he never allows putting it there l'chadchila. So isn't Rabbi Lezer a little bit of a jump from Rabbi Akiva, where he's telling you put it on the Mizbeach because it's part of this Taroves? So Rav Papa Hachameskin and Gonsha Alu Al Gabe Akevish. Now over here we're talking about that it was already on the ramp anyway. So since, according to Rabbi Akiva, Bali Mumin of the Duke and Shaba'ayin that are on the Mizbeach don't have to be brought down, and putting it on the ramp is as if it's already been brought on the Mizbeach, so there's no reason to bring it down anymore. Well, Ihachi Afilu Be'inayu. If that's the, I mean, not only no reason to bring it down, you're allowed to put it on the very top of the Mizbeach. But it says, Ihachi Afilu Be'inayu, then why do you need a Taroves? Meaning, if the whole point is that it's already on the Mizbeach anyway, so Lo Yerdu, so you might as well just throw it on the top of the Mizbeach, why are we only Mekel when it's B'Taroves together with Kosher Karbanos? El Ataymi de Rabbi Elazar. Now, the real reason for Rabbi Elazar is, that the Torah says mum bam, that dafka when they're on their own, they're not roi la'akrava. But when they are mixed in with other animals, it's a pasuk that they're roi la'akrava. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who say that bali mumin, even when they're mixed in with other animals, are not roi la'akrava, will tell you mum bam hu d'lo yiratzu, ha'avar mumam yiratzu. Not the diuk that, oh, but if they were mixed in with others, they would be Yiratzu. No, the diuk is, ha, if the mum gets gone, if the mum gets lost, if the mum gets healed, that's when Yiratzu. Rabbi Lazar, mi bum bahem. And Rabbi Lazar would say, I agree with that as well, but I think there are two drashas to be made over here. Because it could have said, ki mashchasam bum, but it says mashchasam bahem. So therefore we learn that there's room for a second drasha. V'rabbanan, bam bahem l'darshi. They don't think that the extra hay is worthy of a drasha. Ihachi roe harachmana achshrei. Wait, but if that's the svara for Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to put on the Mizbeach, is because we view the Avari Balas Mum as if they're just Eitzim. What do you mean we view it? It's not because we view it. The Torah was Machshirin. It's a pasuk. You don't have to view it as Eitzim. So says Gemara, you're right. According to Rabbi Lezer, you're allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach anyway. You don't need to view it as anything. But L'divreihem Karmar Lahu. Rabbi Lezer was saying to the Rabbanan, according to your Shita, let me talk to you on your level. L'didi Rachman Achshrei. Hold that it's a pasuk that if you have bali mumin that are mixed in with tmimim, it's a pasuk that you're allowed to bring them on the mizbech. But lididhu, you don't darshin bum bahem, so you don't hold of such drashas from psukim. But odulimia basar balas mum ke eitzim dami, at least admit that the basar of a balas mum has the status of eitzim. Mididahava basar chatas, just like you agree that basar chatas that gets mixed with basar ola, that you're allowed to be makar of the basar chatas l'shem eitzim. V'rabbanan and the Rabbanan who disagree and say, no, you cannot bring the bali mumin even when they're mixed with tmimim, even the shein eitzim, they will say hachami isi. Bali mumin are gross to Hashem because they're pasul lahakrava, so you cannot bring them on the mizbeach. Hasam, but by a b'sar chatos that gets mixed with an ola, you know why you're allowed to bring that? Because lo mi'isi, it's not disgusting to Hashem. It just happens to be something that there's an iser kolshim menelishim hashar v'baltak tiru, that whenever part of a carbon is brought on a fire, the rest of the carbon is not supposed to be brought on the fire. But it's not maus, so when it's a b'taroves, you're allowed to bring it. But when you're dealing with the taroves of bali mumin, so bali mumin are maus, we're never going to allow bringing it on the fire. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Evarin be Evarin bali mumin. Let's say you have Evarim of Olos Tamimos, many, many Olos Tamimos, all their limbs, get mixed in with one balmum, the evarim of a single balmum. Even though the Lashon Mishnah is evarim be evarim balimumin, so it sounds like it means that some evarim of tamimim are mixed with lots of evarim balimumin. That can't be what it means, because the hemshech of the Mishnah is going to say that if you were just makriv one of them, you have the right to assume that the one you were already makriv was the balmum, and the rest of them are tamimim, so you can keep on bringing the rest of them. Well, if many of them were balimumin, then that whole assumption is obviously terribly flawed. So that it has to mean over here that only one of them is a balmum, and the rest of them are tamimim. Now, that's how Rashi seems to say over here, that it's not even a mixture of one and one. It's one and many. One balmum and many tamimim. That has to be the case. According to Rashi, Tosus sounds that way as well, that the Yikra Chiddush of a Mishnah is... I'm sorry, Tosus, however, sounds a little bit different, and the truth is Rashi in Yuma and Samach Dalar Maralf also sounds different. Rashi writes Evarim Shel Ola Tamim Shen Nisarvu Behen Evare Balas Mum Achas. Sounds that we're talking about a case where it's one and one. One Tamima, one Balas Mum. That even though there's no Rov to be Mevatel in it, to be Mevatel, it's still going to... The halacha is still going to apply that we're about to say. Now, from the Rambam, it sounds like we're talking about it's Eiver Echad of a Balas Mum with many Eivarim of Tamimim. So anyway, be that as it may, the Mishnah discusses Eivarim be Eivarim Balimumin. Reb Elazar Omer, Im Karav Rosh Echad Mehen, if before the Kohen realizes that there's a Tyroves, before he realizes that there's a problem over here, he was makrav the head of one of these animals that are mixed in over here, so we're allowed to assume that which he was makrav was the balas mum, and therefore yikrav v'kol harashin, he can go bring the rest of the heads that are in this Tyroves. But pashas, the kavana is he was makrav one rosh, so now he can assume that was the balas mum. That's what Rashi sounds like he says in Ayin Gimel and Beis. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, however, says that when Rabbi Lezer says Karav Rosh Echad, it means if you're Karav Zug Roshin, that only if you brought two heads already, only then can you rely. Okay, anyway, Kra'ayim Shel Echad Mehen, if he brought the Kra'ayim of one of them, again you can assume that was from the Balmum, and therefore Yikrevu Kala Kra'ayim. He could bring the rest of the Kra'ayim from the other Kabanos. V'chacham Momrim, Afilu Kervu Kulam Chutz Me'echad Mehen, Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. Even if he brought all of them, there's only one left, so the chances are he's already brought the Balmum. No, you assume that he's brought only the good ones, and the only one left is the Balmum, so whatever's left has to go lebeis hasreifa. Says the Gemara, Amre Blazer Lohishir Rabbi Eliezer Elishnayim Shnayim. You know, when Rabbi Eliezer says you can keep bringing the rest, once you brought one, you can keep bringing the rest, that's only if you bring them two at a time. But to bring them one at a time is no good. Why? What's the Svara? Because if you bring them two at a time, since there's only one Balmum in the bunch, when you bring two, you know that for sure one of the things that you're bringing is for sure not a Balmum. It's for sure kosher, it's for sure a Tamim, and therefore you have the right to assume that the other one is also kosher. Agav, the first one, the second one can be brought as well. So it says Gemara, Masav Rabbi Yirmiya, V'cham Mam Rafilu Karvu Kulam Chutz Me'achan Me'en Yetzeh Lebeis HaSreifa. V'cham say, even if you brought all of them except for one, that one has to go out to the Beis HaSreifa. Sounds like, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to be makriv the one that you have left, because the Chum say that that afilu, if there's only one left, you have to burn them. Sounds like that's in disagreement with Rabbi Eliezer. But if Rabbi Eliezer holds you're only allowed to bring two at a time, how can he say that you're allowed to bring the one that you have left? It's obviously not two at a time. So answer Gemara, Amar la Rabbi Yirmiya bar Techlifa, Azbro lach mai echad, zug echad. No, when it says echad, it doesn't mean the one that you have left. It means if you have one pair left, that you're allowed to bring that one pair. That's what he's talking about, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer means when he allows bringing it. But really, it's only bringing pairs at a time, not bringing one at a time. Okay, we'll stop there, and we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, Bezos Hashem, next time.